This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Texas legalized hemp production in June. Nothing about the laws on marijuana enforcement changed, but suddenly some county prosecutors started rejecting possession of marijuana charges. That's because they didn't have the proper tests to differentiate between the two forms of cannabis. KUT's Jerry Quijano updates us on how Austin is handling the new law.
Prior to the signing of House Bill 1325, anything that contained THC was just marijuana. Now, hemp in Texas is recognized as having no more than 0.3% of the high-inducing chemical THC. Frank Snyder is a law professor at Texas A&M University. He says the new hemp law makes it difficult to enforce low-level marijuana charges.
They've added to the complexity of doing it. It's not impossible to prosecute now, but it is much more difficult than it used to be.
Before, all the test had to prove was that THC was present in cannabis. Now they have to know how much of the chemical is actually there. And that's led some county attorneys to reject possession of marijuana charges until a proper lab analysis can test whether the cannabis is hemp or marijuana. Now, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Prosecutors are not dismissing cases, only rejecting them for the time being. And with the 2-year statute of limitations on these charges, Snyder says the cases could go forward once a new testing solution is found.
There are a number of people in law enforcement, especially in the larger cities, who have been frustrated by the amount of resources spent in going after low-level offenders. There are others, however, for whom that is still a significant priority.
Last week, Austin Police Department Chief of Staff Troy Gay said APD will continue to cite and arrest when necessary because marijuana is, well, still illegal after all.
APD's stance is that we will continue our enforcement efforts. We believe that a non-enforcement position with no sanctions or violations will not make Austin safer.
And if APD wants to know how much THC is present, they're going to need a new machine to do so. Gay said APD has been working with the Department of Public Safety, the Texas Forensic Science Commission, and the DEA to develop the protocols needed to test for THC levels.
This was something that caught everyone somewhat by surprise, and so we believe that we'll have answers within 6 to 12 months in regarding to the testing for the quantification of THC.
Gay said the 6 to 12 month time frame includes the purchasing of new equipment and the accreditation necessary to use it. But some people don't believe it's up to APD to solve for a problem created by state legislators. That includes Mayor Pro Tem Delia Garza and Councilmember Greg Cassar. Both have expressed concerns about spending, quote, scarce taxpayer funds on purchasing new equipment. Garza wondered whether APD should even continue spending resources on citations that aren't being prosecuted.
It's just concerning that we have our police officers spending time enforcing something and writing probable cause affidavits and, you know, citing for what is an issue that many states have decriminalized.
So what exactly happens right now when APD finds someone with cannabis on them? Well, if you're a Travis County resident, APD has the discretion to issue a citation or arrest you, depending on a number of things like the amount you're holding. Misdemeanor citations then make their way to the office of Nicholas Chu, Justice of the Peace for Precinct 5.
Now, what we've been doing is sending that case to the county attorney's office before we even start processing that case, so they can review that, reject the case, or dismiss the case. And then once the county attorney's office submits that rejection and charge letter to us, we've been notifying the defendants.
Chu says there have been at least 170 rejections dating back to June 10th when the hemp law was signed by Governor Greg Abbott. He says he's spoken with the Travis County Attorney's Office and they've agreed to continue handling misdemeanor possession of marijuana cases in this fashion until the cannabis can be tested. In the meantime, Chu joins some on the city council by questioning the need to spend time and energy on low-level cases. But Gay pushed back, saying the same machines will not only be used to test low-level cases, but also felony possession charges. At last week's meeting of the city's judicial committee, Mayor Pro Tem Garza asked Gay if APD would be willing to change its policy on marijuana citations if data showed little to no negative effects from the rejected cases.
I think we are a progressive department that is always looking to do the best for our community, but ultimately We want our community to be safe.
Texas expects the state hemp program to be running sometime next year, but Texas counties will still have to deal with the problem of quantifying THC levels in cannabis. If Gay's time frame of 6 to 12 months rings true, don't expect the citations nor the rejections to stop anytime soon. Jerry Quijano, KUT News.